Welcome to the transformative teaching of Pastor Mavis Theoji, whom God has called in this generation to raise a community of Christ-like believers who are purpose-driven, passionately ablaze for God, and set for global impact. Get ready to encounter wisdom and power as these words will cause a remarkable shift in your life.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now I'll just point to a few things here and there. Then I'll be able to come to a close. I'm going to show you three key connections for your business and career that I think you will really need that will help you. And a few things here and there. How many of us were sensitive to what happened recently around the area? If you're very sensitive to what happened recently around the area, there are two businesses around the area, Twin Fajar and Reno. Are you sensitive to what happened? Can somebody tell me what happened? What happened? What happened? Give the microphone. Let somebody tell them. What happened? Rebranding. Okay, what else did you observe? You said? They stopped closing by 8. They used to close by 8 because they were the only ones. When competition came, they changed their time. That's what Reverend Solomon was talking about, sensitivity. You have to be sensitive to your competitors in business. You have to be sensitive. Now, if you notice, when Twin Fajar had been doing, as soon as Twin Fajar saw that Reno was coming and the strength with which they were coming, Twin Fajar started rebranding fast. The reason is because over a while, when you're doing business, and that's why you see companies repaint almost every year. The bank wants to change. So another bank is coming, they will look new. You also have to look new again. Because if you do not look new, what is new attracts. And before you know it, you become a bygone story. So somebody is selling something by you. I'm going to be very practical. Just listen to me. Yes, sir. Are we here together? Yes. Somebody is selling something by your side and you realize that this person that is coming, remember the person already has understood your own business and knows that there is something you are not doing that he wants to do. You should be smart and fast enough that as soon as the person is about to kickstart, when he's coming to rebrand, I rebrand. As I'm giving space again to see if he hits with this, I will hit with that. Business, there's a high level of competition. And you must not allow what you're doing go down. Now, this is it. Reno came out and they put banners everywhere on the road. The next morning, they knocked down all the banners. Chances are that Twin Fajar probably have gone to government and say, you are not seeing that. Did they pay? Chances are. Then they will just come and knock off all the old banners. And you just see that, those ones were frustrated for a while. The banner we put on Friday, Saturday morning, everything has gone down. Lassar that did not need to push your banner down before just showed up all of a sudden. An insider has given information that, sir, if they didn't pay for these things, why is he on the road? And maybe somebody who knows an authority has caught somebody somewhere. Just to protect. So I saw that all the Reno banners, except the ones in Obado Rifa, the ones all around this area, to the one, in fact, they now brought it to front of Twin Fajar. They now knocked all of them down. If their business managers are around here, they should come and listen. I need to help their life. Yes, I'm serious. So when they knocked everything like that, Reno showed up. Reno sells almost everything between Twin Fajar. Then Reno added Amala to it. So Twin Fajar will have a big problem. Because if I enter Reno, I will get every single thing I will need to get at Twin Fajar. But if I'm tired and I need to just go home and rest, I'll just eat Amala. So I would prefer to go to Reno than to Twin Fajar. Except if Twin Fajar opens up now and gets another game changer. With that game changer, they will beat the competition of Reno immediately. Do you understand what I'm saying now? Are you sure you get what I'm saying here now? It doesn't mean you do exactly. They don't have to start Amala too. They might have to think of something that will beat that particular thing that you, because that particular day, if you passed in the morning, it was as if this place, nobody was there, everybody was here. And wise businesses, they now decided, okay, let's do maybe a promo, low cost. So what you are selling at 750, these ones are selling it at 550. Brothers and sisters, that time is not the time to make profit. It is the time to sell your business. So for that week, they may not make much profit, but they have bought customers. Now, that's not enough. They will need to understand the principles of customer loyalty to keep the people that came. It's not the number of people that came that will stay. If they have staffs that talk anyhow, misbehave, act anyhow, they will still lose everybody again. So what the competition should do is, people even do it, some churches even do the same thing. Some people come here to sit down and take our discipleship training to know what I'm teaching, so that they can... If you see what is working, you can't be foolish. Are you getting what I'm saying here now? Don't go sit down, they want everything, observe it for 3 months. Some pastors will even say, just go and sit down, because I mean, after 3 months, come and tell me what they're... Ah, is that serious? Is anybody going to say now? That is what it means to be sensitive. Your competition, what are they doing? What's the next thing they're about to strike with? In media, look at, what's his name again? Mark Zuckerberg, Meta. Now, they are doing something that you can now do your video call. They're trying to work on whether Facebook or which of them, they want to be able to do a video call too. So they are looking at, see, there are certain businesses that have put themselves in a class of their own. Apple is in a class. Samsung is in a class. Is that not? These people are in the same class. Infinix, Techno, they are in their classes. They are together. Do you understand what I'm saying now? You must be smart enough. Please listen to me. What I'm saying, you might be laughing now, but it's something you might need. You must be smart enough to know that what brought Apple and Samsung to that class. I'm going to show you a few of those things. You can come into a class where you don't have competitors. If Chicken Republic comes here, all those people are not their competitors. And I'm sure that every time Domino moves, Chicken Republic moves around. They probably have been looking at space around the area and they've not yet gotten what they want. You have to be very sensitive to what's happening around town. Sometimes we just drive past things and we do. Somebody starts an abula here now. And as soon as the person starts abula, amala, that the person is selling, and they realize that this person sells amala, only amala, and he's doing well with his amala. Is that not? And somebody who's been doing rice all the while realizes that everybody's going to amala. Then he divides the store into it and acts as if it's two separate business. Rice morning, amala afternoon. Then he will pull some people from here. Then God now help you. Your stew is now better than that stew. Are you getting what I'm saying here? At a point, one of the businesses around this area, I ate their rice and I said, don't nobody buy anything for me there again. It doesn't make any sense. I don't like it. About 3 or 4 months later, they started getting feedbacks. You must get feedback for whatever you're doing. Somebody should be telling you that, listen, I got a feedback the other day and somebody was giving them feedback. It wasn't a nice feedback, but I felt very pained about it. We're using a generator of 150 kVA. It's bigger than everything we're using here. Because all the small generators were not working. Now we're going to add stock in more fans. Before we get to our AC point, because some places are open, we can't fix AC like this. We'll go stock in more fans. Why? Because I heard that they said one person left church because it is too hot. So I need to start. How many more fans do we need? Fan there. We need to put on our wire, Cold will catch you. There's cold already this morning. You have to ask what is happening. What Jesus Christ came and he said, who do men say that I am? He wanted to be aware of what people were talking about him. What do people say about PTCC? Is there something we need to do with our PR to change the narrative? Is there something we need to do better that we're not doing that people need to see? So we don't even run church just as church. There must be a business understanding on how to run everything. So we all actually businessmen because God is a businessman. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? I want to raise businesses in this area that will beat every single competition. It might be a 10-year plan, it might be a 15-year, it might be 12, but there's a way we will run it. When we start our entrepreneurship academies, people will understand things. They will, in fact, the other people will have to be attending the academy if they want to keep the pace. Because there's a spiritual connection to business, there's an intellectual connection to business, there's a physical connection to business. I'm going to share a few of those things with us this morning. That's number one about that sensitivity. I just wanted to point that to you, that you see that they eventually switch. This one started something this one was not doing, and all of a sudden it began to look like it. Am I making sense here right now? Yes. It doesn't mean another person is not waiting to show up. We don't know who the next person is that will show up. It happens like that. If you check the other one there, what to call it? There's one Primark. There's another place called Cookbox. You know, Cookbox. Cookbox came up with their food stuff. Primark came up and they started making food too. I now realize, I took my wife there and went there, I realized that the price for the food at Primark is expensive. And I didn't get the kind of quality I also wanted. So I went to Cookbox and I saw that they didn't have much traffic at that time, but the price of their food became cheaper. And all of a sudden, you see, as big as Primark is, downstairs is bubbling. Upstairs is not really bubbling much. You have to be sensitive. If they are very sensitive, they either have to drop price and re-strategize, because Cookbox started doing pizza and they still sell normal food and the price is cheaper. In the economy today, it's cheaper, people want. Before belly full, before sweet, belly full is important because things are what? Expensive. The business has to be thinking per time, what do people want? What do people want? What do people want? And there are some people who put themselves in their class. They don't need to reduce the money. People will still come. But you must know where you fall per time so that you know how to stage yourself. Is anybody getting what I'm sharing this morning? A lot of people are not sensitive to things. They just run. They just act. And if you do like that in business, business is not about what you're doing now. Business is about how you will last. Sustainability. I was telling to myself, I have a curriculum that can turn an average businessman in Alaba to run a business that can last several years, because average businessman in Alaba's business cannot survive after he dies. May God help us in Jesus' name. Okay, let me share a few of those things, then I will touch some things as touching job and salary, to balance some things Reverend Solomon said, because I know some of you are thinking many things in your head. Glory to God. Now let's start with this. Excellence, if you really want to do well in your business and your career, excellence is fundamental. Somebody say excellence. Yes, you need to be exceptionally excellent in what you do. And this excellence starts with an understanding of excellent relationship with God. Matthew chapter 6 verse 33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things, sir, it is part of your business that is all these things. Every other thing shall be added unto you. But he says, seek first the kingdom of God. To be a kingdom addict means that you are so high on the things of God, you are passionate that the foundation of your business, the foundation of your career is on God. Because you cannot survive and be sustained without him. There are a lot of men in history that did a lot of things with business and money, and they survived very well. They were men of God. One of them, some of you might need to Google something. You read for just about three or four minutes. I would like you to read a few things in 3 or 4 minutes so that we just read a little about these people. I want to show you some people you need to know. William Wilberforce. Look for William Wilberforce. He's an English politician, philanthropist, and a leader of the movements that stopped the slave trade. He was an ardent follower of John Wesley. John Wesley is a man of God. He was a major follower of John Wesley. He even wrote books, A Practical View of Christianity, Real Christianity, A Practical View of Preferred Christianity. Now, this guy at age 27, he moved for the abolition of slave trade in England. And a major businessman, William Wilberforce, a politician rather, But he was mentored by another politician that stood by him, but he had more Christian values. He now became more popular than the other politician that was like a mentor to him. His foundation was built on God. It was Wilberforce that moved for the abolition of slave trade because that mentor told him, you can push it. And he started pushing it that this slave trade must stop here in England. And at 27, he had already pushed that. Sir, just 27, he was already part of the House, Parliament. He was already there at the age of 27. A lover of God, a passionate follower of God. Maybe you can look for him. Just look for Christian history. Go online, Google Christian history of William Wilberforce. Christian history. I want to get to the Christian background of the person so that you can learn one or two things. Somebody will find something. I'll give you 3 minutes. Just read very fast about him so that other people can hear one or two things. You see something? Please give him the phone. I want to just know. I don't want to call people that. You know when you call people that people don't know? It's, you are giving them more work. So I'll just show you a few things so you can know a little bit about them.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wilberforce's faith in Jesus Christ changed him from careless, wealthy young politician to a tireless, compassionate servant. He developed and used his gifts of leadership and persuasion to champion countless efforts to better society.
His relationship with who? Jesus. He would have been an extravagant, proud young politician because at that age, he started very early. As soon as he met Jesus early enough, Jesus stabilized his life. And William Wilberforce pushed for the abolition of slave trade, did a lot of things in the House, and became a voice and a force to reckon with. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. How many of us did some science in school? You know of Michael Faraday. Michael Faraday, an addicted follower of Jesus, he remained an elder in his church throughout his lifetime. Faraday was referred to as the man of science, man of God, father of electromagnetism. He was arguably the best experimentalist in the history of science. He started as a local bookbinder at the age of 14. He had already started doing one business, 14 years old. He started already. Had the encounter with Jesus and started moving into science. There are certain revelation and depths that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Forget what anybody is doing now. If a man fired by the Holy Ghost, passionate about God, and puts in the required effort, you will be, the agenda of God will be deposited in your life and you'll be bringing it to humanity. And you can never be broke if you're doing it. A very committed deacon, Michael Faraday, father of science, a lot of science people, you know Faraday. You can't know Faraday's law of electrolysis. Is that not? Yes, a lot of things about Michael Faraday. These were men of science. They were men of God. They had connection with God. They were not just ordinary, casual. No, he remained a deacon till he died. And he shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water, and he will take away sickness from the midst of you. So that many people always say things like, our business is different, or God is different. I don't know how you're going to survive with that mindset. It's a satanic mindset that tries to separate your life and say, this is business, this is God. No! You are a child of God doing business. You are a Christian in a career on a job. You are not just a career person and a separate Christian. No! Your career, your business stems from your foundation as a child of God. I'll touch a few things. Just listen to me. It won't take so much of time, but I'll try. Then I'll give you opportunity to ask questions. Are we here together? How many of us know about the Colgate toothpaste? Colgate. Okay, Google the man William Colgate. Just say William Colgate's Christian history, something like that. Colgate's Christian history. Then somebody do, I have about seven, but I'll just do these two and I will leave them. Somebody do J.C. Penney, James Cash Penney Jr. Okay, do Colgate's. Toothpaste, soap, everything. Colgate.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, William Parkinson, that's William Colgate, baptized him in 1808. He remained an active, generous churchman throughout his life. He served as a deacon. In bracket, he was affectionately known as Deacon Colgate and became known not only for financial generosity, but also for faithfully serving the people of his church.
Christian. Colgate has, you know the toothpaste now? That thing is like Nigeria. Many of things you see, Colgate, they have different products. Maybe you should check William, because some products of the William Colgate business, check some of the products. Soap, toothpaste, different things. An uncompromising giver. An uncompromising Christian. A passionate and addicted follower of Jesus. Somebody says, leave this Jesus thing alone and let us tell them, you don't know what you're saying. That's foolishness. High level of foolishness. High level. What I'm showing you today, Harvard Business School will not teach you. They will teach their own principles, standards, which is very beautiful and perfect. But the foundation that is built on God, it will beat every other thing. Why? You will not only have money. Some people have money very well, but they don't have peace. Jesus said, the peace that I give unto you, not as the world give I unto you. There's a kind of wealth, the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and adds no sorrow. When you have to use your wealth and your riches to solve your sorrow problem, you are not wealthy. Is anybody getting what I'm sharing today? So that's one. Then let's just do JCPenney, then I'll close. There are many others. In some other meetings and teachings, I'll show you some of them. Let's read a bit about Christian history of JCPenney. JCPenney. This is the young man whose parents taught him about this. 107. You know how they have Twin Fajar, business everywhere growing, you understand? Three public branches everywhere growing. That's how JCPenney had stores where they were selling household items and things like that. JCPenney.
James Cash Penny was the son of a Baptist preacher.
Yeah.
Poor but enthusiastic and energetic.
Yeah.
The youngster helped the family make ends meet by selling watermelons and feeding livestock. Seeking drier air, the family relocated to Colorado after James' father contracted tuberculosis, which he eventually succumbed to. Growing up, Penny's parents had long urged him to follow the golden rule Jesus teaching. So
his
whatsoever
parents had laid the foundation for him already and told him to follow the golden rule, that whatsoever you would that men should do unto you, do it even so to them. In other words, they were teaching him indirectly the principle of love, that if you want men to love you, you love them. If anything you want people to do for you, do it. So he started with that foundation. So he can account that his life, it was his parents that laid a particular foundation for him first. Go ahead now.
Penny named his first store after the biblical admonition in Matthew 7:12. The golden rule was a slogan of good publicity value, as Penny acknowledged. Yet his faith was still more than his parents. His own faith was more than his parents' faith. So within 5 years, the Golden Rule store had expanded to 2 other locations, and annual sales had jumped from $2,800 to $160,303 by 1912. Penny was operating 34 stores with sales topping $2 million. The Golden Rule chain became the J.C. Penney Co.
Go ahead, you see another thing.
Okay, retreating to a sanitarium in Battle Creek, Penny found himself wandering the hallways one morning when he heard the sound of a familiar hymn. It was coming from a small chapel filled with the doctors and nurses. Stepping inside, he then heard someone reading Jesus' words from the Gospel of Matthew. Come unto me, all that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. At that time, something happened to me that I cannot explain. Penny will later reveal.
Salvation encounter of J.C. Penney. I want you to know how you want to follow God. Just do it anyhow. Don't live your life anyhow. There are many other things you can read. You can go about and read it on your own. It's okay. I just wanted to show you that these guys had foundation. They were stinkingly wealthy. One of the dangerously wealthy men was J.D. Rockefeller. First dollar millionaire in the whole of the history of America. First person that became a millionaire in dollars. A committed giver and tither. He was asked, how has it been easy for you to give tithe on 1 million naira? He now said, if I had not tithed on the first dollar, I would not have been able to give a tithe of the first $1 million. He gave $120 million to building the church university. He was asked, how did you give that much? He said, God gave me the money. I am giving it back to God. What is your business? That's what happened when journalists, journalists ask a lot of questions. They say, how would you give that much money to church? And he said, God gave me the money. I'm giving it back to him. What's your business? His foundation kept on moving. At age 53, he was about to die. He was diagnosed with a very terrible illness and about to die. He was about to die of cancer. He gave half of all that God had given to him. And after then, instead of dying of cancer, he lived 40 more years. A man that was dead, almost going to die. Imagine from 54, 40 more, that's about 94. When he saw that death was locking in front of him, he started thinking, what will I do? And God opened his eyes to understand the power of sacrifice. And he made a sacrificial giving that day, and God moved him. Just like Hezekiah went back to God and said, 15. This one took 40 more years before he died. J.D. Rockefeller was an outstanding man. Everybody knew his commitments to the things of God and how he pushed. I don't want you to be the kind of Christians that they will be looking for in church. The kind of Christians that they will be asking, where are they? Since he got money, he can't serve. Since he got job. It is a nonsense job and nonsense money that will push you out of God. It is the blessings of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow. Is anybody getting what I'm sharing this morning? So number one, you need for business breakthrough. Let me give you three layers. Number one layer is what we call the spiritual connection. Under the spiritual connection, you must understand something. Prayer is a major spiritual connection that can help you assess ideas. Sometimes you're in the place of prayer like this, and God will be showing you something your competition is doing that you need to hit at a different level to skyrocket. Sometimes you are praying like this and God is giving you insight. Why? He is enthroned in the praise of people. The Bible says, while they were praying and fasting, the Lord said, separate from me, Paul and Barnabas. That's how you can be praying and fasting and God will say, son, this is what you need to do next. Son, locate your business here. Daughter, do this particular kind of thing. Prayer works not only for us to speak in tongues and heal the sick. Prayer also gives direction for business advancement and career explosion. I declare that in these 20 days of glory, everything you need to see, everything you need to know. Those who are not yet clear about certain dimensions of business, the next phase, the next level, the next move. As we are praying and fasting this season, may God open your eyes in the name of Jesus. Spiritual connections that will guarantee. The Bible says concerning Isaac. Isaac wanted to leave the land where he was and move to another place. Then Isaac sat down and he started asking questions. Instead of just moving, other business people moved and their business died. You know of the man Elimelech in the Bible. I usually tell you, Melon and Chelon's father, Ruth and Naomi, the husband. The man moved from, because there was scarcity of bread in the place where it's called, that place is called House of Bread, but there was temporary scarcity. He now moved from the place of scarcity of bread and moved to Moab. He died first. His two boys died. The two wives became widows. His own wife, widow. Why? He moved without divine direction. Any satanic direction that will move you out of your career, out of your business, anything that will cause the things you have labored for in your life to be wasted all of a sudden, I declare, may the voice of God override it in the name of Jesus. There is a spiritual connection for business. You know that. I've told you before that all these guys, they have different people they visit. They have temples in India that they worship. They bathe them in special waters. They will come out like this and they will start seeing things with fire. But these guys will still perish and go to hell. But you that can serve the Most High God and serve Him sincerely and say, no, you can't survive at it. See, there's a business you can do without touching anything. No blood, money, nothing. But there's a level you will go. You cannot enter certain dimensions though. If you must enter certain dimensions, the custodians and the gatekeepers of the arenas of business, either in the kingdom of darkness or in the kingdom of light, must show you access. There's a level you can be, feed your family, buy some things, be a community champion in a state. But if you want to be very global, child, as soon as you start raising your head, they will start asking, who is that? Where is his passport? Which one is he serving that he's rising this much? And if they discover that you do not have connection to any world, they shut you down at a level. You can't go beyond that level. No matter the vision you are carrying, you can't go beyond that level. Why? Because they shut you down there. And that's why some people will now get there. They say they want more. They will now partner with certain satanic forces. And satanic forces will act as if they are taking you up. But the end result is to do what? Destroy your life. For there is a way that seemeth right unto a man. But the end is what? Destruction. The thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to do what? Destroy. He said, but I have come that they will have life and have it how? Abundant. Are you being blessed this morning? Number two, exercising faith by using the power of the word on your business. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. You must speak the word of God over your business. Speak the word of God over your career. It shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not wither. Whatsoever it doeth shall prosper. My business is prospering. It's working in my hand. Nothing dies in my hand. It is working in my... You must be speaking life to your business. You must be speaking life to your business. You must be speaking life because your business has ear and can hear. Speak to your career and say to yourself, I am going forward. I am getting better. I am breaking limits. I can never be small. The path of the just is a burning light. It shines brighter and brighter. He said, above only and not beneath. This is my portion. For the Lord is my portion and my inheritance in the land of the living. I can never go down. You will gather enough scriptures that will drive you to your destiny. There are spiritual connections to business and career breakthroughs. Your business seems like it's going down. The law of faith is what you need. Courage. It takes a lot of courage and faith speaking to certain things and telling them you cannot go this way. Why? I have a covenant relationship with God. Based on that, I direct the way this business goes. Economy does not direct it. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? There was a particular time they had a serious economic recession. And while that was happening, Kenneth E. Hagin wanted to be holding many meetings, and God told him, in the place of prayer, he said, any meeting I didn't command you to do, don't do it. If he did not hear, that organization would start begging money. They would start looking for how to raise money. Say, please help us. Help us. We are trying to do something. Help us. But he stayed with God. And as soon as he stayed with God, he heard that voice. And he said he did not do anything that God did not command him to do. Stayed on it. Business generals arising from this meeting. Yeah. Career professionals with high profile arising from this meeting. Yeah. I didn't hear you say louder, amen. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Should I go down to Egypt? God said, Isaac, don't go to Egypt. Don't go anywhere to Egypt. Stay in this land. And the Bible says that Isaac stayed in that land and reaped a hundredfold. And the Lord was with him. The man became mighty. He became so mighty. The Philistines began to envy him. Why? He had a spiritual connection. Abraham was his father. He came to the covenant of Abraham and followed the footsteps of his father. He didn't miss it. Is anyone getting what I'm sharing today? Are you sure it's making some sense to you? Yes. Number three, put God first and honor his prophet. Many people do not have prophets over their businesses. I'm going to share this briefly. Then I'll take you to intellectual and other connections that will be very important. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, all that shall be done to you. You are doing business and you are doing it for yourself, me, myself, and I. You don't have a particular percentage that is set aside for God's work, for the kingdom of God. Why should God bless you when you are not interested in his kingdom? Why? You need to be able to say, God, I have a vision to see that this will be established in your kingdom. I am a passionate giver to the work of... Listen, anybody can say any rubbish. I don't care. Anybody can say, you can wake up and say they are saying to give because they want money. No, it's not like that. It might look like that is the way it sounds to anybody. But even those who are doing business, the other day Warren Buffett carried his own money and gave Bill Gates Foundation. His own money that he made too. And he shared some to Bill Gates Foundation and said, hey, JB, you are doing foundation, take some. And he moved. Some of them have written in their lifetime that the day we die, so percentage of all my money, orphans, orphanages, church, some of them, some churches you see that own properties today. Eh? It was somebody's will. In the person's will, he did not only put my father, my brother, my sister, he put the church of Jesus. Start thinking it as part of your life. Start thinking it as part of in his will, right? And said, children, this also acre of land, when I die, let it be handed over to God. We have that times where people want to go and buy property, and they say, this property will not be sold to anybody. The owner of it said that he wants it to be sold to church, and that the price should not be as high as what every other person is selling around. Just, it's like a seed also that he wants to give. So, but just let something come out of it. So you go, you'll be surprised. That a church bought the property that's supposed to be 500 million. They bought it for 200 million. How? Somebody wrote that if you will sell this property, slash the price by two, if it is a church that will come. Whereas I went to a place when we were trying to get property for Ojodu Church, where they're going to use for church, when we just started then. Somebody said they are going to give church to use the place 1.2 million naira. They will give bar 900,000 naira. I said, what? He said, yes. He said, if it's a bar that is coming, is 900,000 naira. If it's a church, it's 1.2 million naira. Eventually, a church ended up using that place because the church that is there presently now. So they had to pay more. And by the time something starts going funny, the person will start complaining, but you have priority over that than God. It's not the right thing. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here now? Put God first. Every time you are doing your business, always ask yourself, what of this percentage of this business goes to God? Every time you talk about giving and tithing, people are always fighting as if you are fighting their life. I don't know why you should be worried about anything that has to do with tithing, because it is too small to give God tithe. But God says, okay, let's just do that. Let's, from your heart, in fact, give anything you want to give. If you decide that you're not going to give anything, no problem. It's okay. But for your business to rise to certain levels, you must have some relationship with God. Look at what Apostle Paul said to church now, to pastors. So look at somebody, we're going to read it very fast. 1 Corinthians 9:11, Galatians 6:6, Philippians 4 from verse 14. 1 Corinthians 9:11, please put it on us. Yeah, we'll do Galatians 6 later, Philippians 4. It says, if we have sown spiritual things for you, is it a great thing if we reap your material things? If somebody is playing and blessing your life and prophesying over your business, is it a bad thing that from the proceeds of that business, the business you can have and say, I take this out. It's a blessing. Many people think that when they give to church, they have given to pastor. No, you don't give to me. You give to church. I don't take the money of this church. It's not my money. See, because you gave a tithe of 1 million naira that you have made pastor rich. You didn't make me rich. It's church money. It's not my money. You're excited. You gave me the money. No. There are some churches, there are 419 pastors that take all the money that comes to their church. I'm not there. I didn't start a church because God, I wanted to start a church. This is God's work, God's ministry. So everything that comes to the church, you give me money. My in-law was asking the other day, he asked for the banner stuff we wanted to do outside there. So he said, oh, that we should send the church account. He said, I should send my account. And I asked him, I said, is it my account or church account? Who are you giving money? And he said to me, that's 15 years ago when he wanted to give his car to a man of God, that this was the question the man of God asked. That, are you giving this car to church or you are giving it to me? And he said to church, he said, give it to church. It's not my own. He said, God will help you. I said, thank you. I've learned it. The same man of God he mentioned is the person I learned it from. That what is mine is mine. What is God's is God's. People have paid money into my account. I'll call favor. I said, this money, they wanted to give it to church. The person has my account already. And he sent it to me. I said, I've moved it to church account. It's not my money. If you are after money with all your life, you can die before your time. People have to be wise. People have to be wise. It's greed that has killed a lot of people. I must drive this now. I must buy this now. I told you there are some people that have not seen quarter of what God has helped us with. If you see the car the man of God drives, you run. The car is half of everything that is the church. May we not be foolish in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let him who is taught in the word share in all good things to him who is teaching you. So apart from everything you are giving to church, if God lays in your heart, please, I'm not hungry, I'm not saying this, God, I'm saying for your sake so that you don't say, the pastor preached this morning now, that means this pastor saying he wants something now. I don't know. See, if everybody in our church says that they are not going to give to building project, they're not going to give anything, you will see that a Hindu worshiper will be sleeping in the night, eh? And God will wake him and say, take your money, go and give it them. That's what the Bible means. It says, if these people, you tell them to stop praising me, I will raise up stones. That is the confidence that I have in God. It is the caller that supplies. It is not the people that are called to support. Any person called to support does it at their own good heart and desire. Nobody should be under pressure. Your business must grow. You must have understanding. Once in a while, this is what God has blessed me with. I bless the church. Can I bless God's servants? Can I be part of what? See, there are prophetic utterances that are going that you don't know about. It's only a pastor cannot come every day and say, I'm praying for you, I'm praying for you. You know, a pastor that say that too much, they may not be praying for you, sir. The people who pray for you don't talk about it. I'm praying for you, I'm praying for you. Yeah, listen, I'm praying for you now. I'm praying for you. So see, I'm praying. But my brothers and sisters, don't kill yourself. If you are not praying for the people, what are you doing with your life? Why were you called? You have to announce to the whole world that you're praying for them. so that the seed can increase. Don't want it. I never had to ask any leader in this church to borrow me money for anything. And I will never have to ask them. I never called anybody in this church privately and said, please, I need help right now. I want you to support my life. Nobody can support my life. My life is hid with Christ in God. If God does not put it in your heart, you cannot help me. you will be stingy. You can't do anything about me. It's only a man that God has. And these are the people that receive the blessings that you will be shocked at what comes into their lives. There are certain people, they have spiritual connections that is servicing their business. Because they ensure that certain things are done. That the house of God does not suffer some things. There are some churches, one person pays for the diesel for the whole year. Did you come here and ask for special money when we start using big generator? You know how much it's costing us to use that diesel every service? It is more than the money we ever planned for the program. When we saw that the old generator, can't you see light has not gone off since? The other day, one day we were using five generators, I'll be six, seven. I came out, I said, this one. And after, I just said, they all go off. I said, what kind of rubbish? We started considering buying a 30 kVA generator. But we said, let's even start with this one. It will cost us more diesel to run on that. But we did not have to come to anybody to start saying, please, 20 days of glory diesel offering. Petrol offering. Offering for chair rentals. You know how many extra chairs were put inside this place? By the time we brought in this set of chairs, I just told you that I have bought 10 of the chairs. Anybody can buy anyone you want to buy. If nobody buys, I'll keep buying it. So as God blesses me again, I say, do more chairs for us. Do more chairs. You don't need to. See, people, when people have been taught very well, their spirit should be connected to God. It changes your business. It will change your life. People will be wondering how you're doing it. Some people tie it as individuals. Some people tie it as a corporation. You know what that means? That means when I go to office and my boss gives me money as a salary earner, and I'm going to show that there's nothing wrong with any salary, I will explain to you. It's something Reverend Solomon was saying, you may not understand it, but I'm going to explain to you so that you don't carry your job and leave your job now. 20 years ago, they were doing a push everywhere. Fire your boss and hire yourself. Fire your boss. Many of the people, they fire themselves for life. They are still crawling today. A person who is earning money in an organization and is getting a good high income is better than a person who is crawling in business. Go and learn from those who know it. Master the act. Then when you are established, you can start your own. If you go and start something you don't know, you can be frustrated and die before your time. Not everybody will start a business. Some people are investors. Just to balance it. Am I making sense here now? Very good. So some people give their tithes as individuals. For us as a church, when I get allowance, because the church doesn't pay me salary right now, if I decide to collect salary that I'm supposed to collect, it will be a problem. I know how much I'm worth. I don't know how much I'm worth, but I know how much I can use to settle myself around. So I get allowance, fuel allowance for attending service, or small thing. And the allowance is not as if like the Nigerian Senate also that are buying SUV when people are suffering. People are suffering about SUV. I know how much fuel I use every month if I have to run normally. It is peanuts. I want to show you the power of sacrifice. Some of you are running your business. You cannot sacrifice anything for your business. You cannot sacrifice anything. There are some things you should not buy now. Put the money in the business. Let it grow. Let it grow. Let it grow. There's a level your business grows to. They've not heard your name. They know the name of the business. The day they see you, everybody will stand for you. But by the time you are more popular than your business, you are very small. A pastor gets into a place, bam. You have more higher irrelevance than everything that God called you to. You have to check it. There must be a balance. Now, as a church, when we finish everything we do in the month, I get my own. Our staff gets their own salaries. Everybody gets your own. Everybody pays tithes from their salary. I cannot force you. I say, we have paid you. Bring the tithe. If you give, you don't give, it's your problem. Then after everything, as a church, 10% of what all of you give in this church, we don't use it in this church. That is corporate fighting. Now you run your own business. After you run the business, it's only your personal fight you give. If that's your level of faith, stay there. There's a level you come 6 months after you have run your business, you check how much you have made in 6 months, 10% of it, move it to God. Move it to some other things. Especially to God. It's not for everybody. Not everybody can chew what I just said. And remember, I'm not pressuring you. I'm just showing you something that people do. What we do. We are doing it. Some people are saying, how? Why are they? What's helping them? Everybody has their own secret. In this commission, listen, I want you to have sense. In this commission, there are certain monies that go to ministries. There are certain monies that go to the ministers that are part of what we are doing. Advice here and there for ministry, counseling here and there, mentorship. Be blessed. Be blessed. This one goes to ministries. This one goes to ministers. We have accounts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. We service money into those accounts at least on monthly basis. Sometimes we put it together 4 months so that the money can look reasonable. Sometimes we put it together 6 months so that the money can look reasonable. We move it. You don't, if you eat seed, seed is bitter. Keep yourself. It's not for you. Everything in life was seed. The tree of life that God said they should not eat in the Garden of Eden. That tree is what? Is the seed of the garden. So he said, you see this one, eat everything in this garden. Don't eat this one. No. In the day you eat it, that day you die. And that is the food that Adam and Eve said they must eat. There are some things in your business you don't eat. You throw it back into the business. There are some things when you're doing, you don't eat it. You move it outside of that business and sow it somewhere else, different. And the house of God is the most beneficial place to sow the seeds of your business. The foundation is sure. He that has an ear, let him hear. Number two, intellectual connection. Intellectual. You can't run any business and do anything very well without knowledge. Somebody say knowledge. They say you don't know anything. You just want to run a business. I like business. I like business. Who have you understudied the business? Many people are succeeding in the secular because they pay attention more to knowledge. Christians that are supposed to do well, they will not read anything. They don't want to study anything. No, we cannot be like that. We must rise and become what God wants us to be. How much do you know about the business you want to run? Recently, we were planning to start a particular business. I started researching everywhere. Checking, I read everything on YouTube. I started seeing it. By the time I'm done, I will be calling and say, have you done this? Are you sure you did this? Because I saw this. I want to know this. I had to research and research. What is the profit margin? What is the gap margin? What if this happened? Everything I can think of. Sit down. Sometimes I was in midnight watching YouTube one day, 4 hours. I was studying many, many things. I was checking many, many things. I will save some of the videos. I will put some of the same way that I do with church. When I employ an administrator in church, I'm the one that will first start your training. I've gone online to train myself to know it so that I can say this is how to do it. When we started the church, who trained the people that are doing connection team? Connect team. I'm the one that did it. I trained them. See how to do it. When we started, I was the one that told Mr. Shea, he did not know anything about meters and greeters initially. I was the one that said, go and study things everywhere. Go and check it. This is an Oscars. I bought a particular book for the ushers and I gave them. I read it. So if you are not doing the things that I have said. So you say, why is this person the custodian of many knowledge? Because I decided to know a little bit. 2 weeks after, 1 month after, 3 years after, that person might be a master in that thing more than myself. But I'm not bankrupt of the knowledge too. Knowledge is profitable. Proverbs chapter 24, let's look at it. I know you're having questions in your mind. And like I said, I'll give you a short time to take questions. Some people can't go far with what they are doing. It's just because they lack understanding. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 1. Look at it. From verse 1 to 10. Let's read it very fast. Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them. You see why many people are envious of evil men? I'll show you. For their heart devises violence, and their lips talk of troublemaking. Through, it now says, see how to get your own. Don't be envious of those people. This is how to get your own. Through wisdom is a house built, and by understanding the house is what? Established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant what? Riches. By what? Knowledge. They are medical doctors and they are medical doctors. They are engineers and they are engineers. There are some engineers, they will engineer your thing and everything will scatter. They say, why are they bringing people from Cotonou and all that to do tile business, POP business, and they are leaving the Nigerians? Check the Nigerians. How many of them are learning work? You put a person with somebody to learn work. The duration is 4 years. When he does 6 months, he will carry his bag and start pressing his phone. Because he saw his friend that was pressing phone and bought a car last week. He left what his boss was telling him. Now, hardly will you see anybody that is learning anything around. Many owners of business are saying, we don't get employed. I say, I don't have a boy again. I say, why now? He said, there's no boy again. The boys are our master now. Watch a generation in the next 10, 15 years. Some of them will start crying. Why? Because they really do not have anything to hold on to. So the Cotonou boys are doing all the POP jobs now, making money. The Cotonou boys are doing tiling businesses more now. If you give a Nigerian tile to do, you see the tile will tie like this. We do it like this. Interlocking stone will be locking everywhere like this. But you give that guy, he will take his time, do everything, balance it, clean. And they say, why? Because in their own, that, why is China doing everything now? Do you know iPhone is made in China? Oh, many of the American things are made in China. America contracts to China because China has cheaper labor. Their people are willing to labor. There is dignity in work. That's what China is doing. And in the dignity of their work, they are ruling the whole world. Everybody is actively working in China. Everybody is working. Everybody, whether it's calculator they are making or two speak, they are making or matches. They are importing matches, even matches. What is it? Why are we like this? Because they are not willing to go for knowledge. I declare that she will not walk like a fool in the name of Jesus. He said, yes, a wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel you wage war. You will wage your own war. And in a multitude of counselors there is what? Safety. Wisdom is too lofty for a fool. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He does not open his mouth in the gate. He who plots to do evil will be called a schemer. The devising of foolishness is what? Sin. And the scoffer is an abomination to men. If you faint in the day of adversity in your business, it's because your wisdom bank is small. If everything scatters in your hand, it's what you do not know that brought you to that level. Because as soon as you know and you are sensitive to your business and discover this area is going down, you push knowledge in that direction. You push knowledge in that direction. I have a major work that I'm working now because of everything that is happening in church. And I was sharing with my wife yesterday with Gossin. I was asking, you, all of us are here together. Do we have the capacity to carry the crowd that is coming here? Because cities, people will gather. From far they will gather, they will be coming. We need capacity to carry them. More people need to join the workforce. More people need to be willing. More people, and that can override people. What Pastor Samson said, it's prophetical. Anybody that is sleeping while you, people are working, if you are the owner of the organization, will you keep a person that is sleeping? Is it not the person working you use? Wisdom is profitable to direct. He that has an ear, let him hear. Intellectual connection. So research on your field. Adequate information is needed to drive your business and your career. The Bible says wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of our times. If a business is stable, go and check somebody behind it. There is knowledge there. There is business there. There is knowledge there. There is business there. In intellectual connection is also financial prudence, money management skills. There are some things you buy, they are assets. Some things are liabilities. Some things will keep eating your money. Some things will be bringing in money. Some of us can start rental service with some of the things you have already, but you have not started. By the time we start moving all these chairs now in church and all that, we replace it with some of the chairs. It's possible the church can decide to start chair rental business. We're renting all the plastic ones to people outside. I'll make money, I'll put it in the purse of the church. You know how much we are renting chairs, 20 of glory? The whole money of chair rental in 20 of glory is close to almost 300,000. Chair rental. If the owner of the chair is living by the side of my house and just drops his chair in this place, it will be 300,000 naira rich after 20 days. Financial prudence is key. Do you know how to manage money? There's a book, Financial Prudence. Everybody needs to read the book. I told you already. It's going to be out very soon. It's finished. We are finished writing it all. It's the printing. And I don't want to push online until I've pushed my physical this thing before I start thinking about online things. But I will push online. It's going to be there. It's more expensive online. Of course, you know, books online are more expensive than you get hard copies. You need to understand budgeting. You need to understand when it is necessary to take a loan and when you should not take a loan. It's not every business you take a loan for. If you are doing experiments in a business, be careful the way you take loan. Because you are a learner. When you have mastered the act in your business, you can take loan and relax and be a little flexible because you know what you're going to do. All businesses all over the world, they are running with loans, including Elon Musk, Dangote, all of them. It is our Nigerian government money they gave Dangote to build a refinery. Are you sure Dangote owns the refinery? Everybody, their shareholders there. But Buhari share and everybody share and they are sharing it. May the Lord help us in the name of Jesus. Financial prudence is very, very key. Most financially prudent. How do I budget? How much goes to this? In this church now, there's a system that we have. I'm just using church to teach you because as we're growing, you'll be seeing that the growth did not come by magic. They did not plant the head of three cows in the church to make it grow. No. It is the head of a person that carried the knowledge that is helping it. You understand what I'm saying now? Yes, we have a system, financial system. This amount is into media. This amount is into sanitation, because they collect every money every year, small money from here. We have this amount. Children's Church runs as a system of its own, so they are supposed to be able to run their system by themselves. Now, we could have taken everything that they have so that they will be coming to us every time, but I decided by discretion, run that system and let's see how that place will run. Let's see what comes out from there. Let the workers in that place be giving their offerings and their tithes in that children's church, and let's watch how that runs. Are we here together now? It's an understanding, because if you don't understand what is coming in, you will not know what is going out. You will not know where you are supposed to put more hand. You will not know what needs help. You will not know. You just be walking like that. And there are some things you buy because they are necessary. There are some things you do because they are not needed. Where we did not need drum to be inside glass before. We want to put drum in glass now. I don't need to disturb anybody. If we did it at a particular point, we'll probably be raising offering. Offering for glassing the drum. Everybody contributes 20 naira. When the time is due, what you cannot catch today, you'll catch tomorrow. Is anybody getting what I'm saying here? Some of us don't have any savings at all. Your business does not have savings. Your career does not. You don't have savings. You're a career person. You don't have any. Ha! That's trouble. Financially, the last part is the sacrifice that is required. Number one is spiritual connection. Number two is intellectual connection. Number three is the sacrifice or the physical cost. Hard work and diligence. Time and energy has to go to any business. Stop doing your career and your business anyhow. Casually. Give your heart to it. There's a translation that I'm going to show you today. This has changed my mindset very well about things. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15. I need NIV and NLT. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15, NIV, NLT. Be diligent in these matters. Give thyself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Be diligent in your career. Be diligent in your fashion business. Be diligent in your POS store. Be diligent in your online business. Post it every day until people know that that is what you sell. That is what you sell. In the morning, you wake up after morning prayer post. Bah, you post it everywhere. You post everywhere, because people will start looking for it. And people are checking your status every day. So that what you are selling, they will know you are selling it. You cannot be posting comedy every day. Are you a comedian? Let the comedians post comedy. If you are selling granules, be posting granules every day. Different shades of granules. Granules in different bottles. Granules in Canada. Granules in America. The future of granules. Everything. One day somebody will come and say, this thing you are doing, let's move it to another level. I saw in Paris, they were frying corn in Paris on the road. Roasted corn, rather. On the road, roasted corn. Very nice. Roasted corn. There are some times I want to buy roasted corn from the bus. I cannot stop at my bus stop to buy roasted corn now. I will have to drive forward. I will tell somebody, please quiet the mic. Because by the time you come, say, oh, man of God, I need the corn. I need somebody who can fry roasted corn in a place that is packaged, that if I enter and they say, man of God, we will know that we are buying it with class. Do you understand? So because of that, sometimes I want to eat corn, but I will not be able to buy. Because the people selling are not at the level that I am in. If somebody raises it to my level, I'll be buying. If he says corn is 300, I don't have option. Because you want to raise your class, your money must also rise. Give yourself completely to these matters. Throw yourself into your tax. Throw yourself into your tax. Throw yourself into your career. Throw yourself into your photo shoots, whatever. Throw yourself into your content writing. Throw yourself into your script writing. Throw yourself so that everyone will see your progress. Throw yourself. Tell your neighbor, throw yourself. Yes. If it's fashion, throw yourself there. If it is hair barbing saloon, throw yourself there. One of my friends in South Africa is into hair business. He said, this ones you are doing is not saloon. We don't have saloon. You know why people cut their hair too, with the way their hair is? There is a place you enter. You see the way they do the business. I've told you before, some of us who sell all these small mini store, your store is looking like a shrine. Ororo, Epo, Oil, Ground. It's looking like a shrine. There are some shops you enter, you don't know what they are selling. You have to look very well. You now see milk. You see butter. You see kerosene on the floor. You see. The difference between that shop and Primart is arrangement. Arrange. One small shop, you arrange everything separately. Instead of using nonsense to do banner, you save money and do a banner that everybody can see. It might be small and you call it superstore. Then very soon your neighbor that is not wise leaves his own expansion. Before you know it, you are using four shops. Before you know it, you need a warehouse. If you have a business in one shop and you are not planning how it's going to become a major store, you are very myopic in your thinking. And if you are a young person, your parents are doing business at a particular level. Some parents are crying. Their children cannot take over their business. And you are regretting. You are saying that that's the business that trained you at that local level. If you translate it to something global, do you know how many people you can train? Some of you, what you need is to open your eyes to the opportunities your parents have already created. That is for somebody, not for everybody. Hard work is good. Tell your neighbor, hard work is good. Luke chapter 12 verse 50, I'll stop here. CSB. Check that translation, CSB, if you can look for it. If you can check it on your phone, Luke 4:50, CSB. Luke 4:50, CSB. There's a translation called CSB. CSB. Luke, CSB. Please, you can start putting your questions on the Slido app, please. CSB. Luke 12:50. Have you seen it? Anybody has seen it? Go to your Bible Hub. Just put Luke 12:50. Then go to Bible Hub. Then check CSB translation. You have seen it? What does it say there? Luke 12, chapter 12, verse 15.
But I have a baptism to undergo, and now it consumes me until it is finished.
Until it is finished, it consumes me. Jesus Christ is speaking. Until that business is established, let the passion for it consume you. He said, I have a baptism to undergo. Until it consume, until it finish, it will consume me. Until I see the glory of that business, it will consume me. Mind your business. Leave other people with what they are doing. People who are not, they are careful about other people. Confuse everywhere. Stay on Instagram watching other people. Except you're watching those who are doing similar things to learn. You cannot just be confused. Some people, your life is lived in status. It's only you live on status. Telegram status, Instagram status, everything. You live on status, yet you don't have any status. Checking people's status. Stay on your assignment. Stay on your assignment. There is dignity in labor. Work hard. Work hard so that you don't live a hard life. Work hard. If this message enters somebody today, you will go back to that your fashion business. You will clear everywhere. Don't make it look like a place where it's a rag store. It might be one shop, but you make sure that there is a glass somewhere. You stand something and people can be seeing something fine. You put something at the back and you know that that is your corner of, you call it workshop. Why this place is what? Showroom. You must have sense. When we were at the other place, as small as it was when we were at that place, I still try to look for small office. I have office place. I have to help my life. Why? Because that is where wisdom will be. That's where I think from. So you are running a particular thing. Say, when I grow, he that is faithful with a little will be faithful with more. I pray for somebody who has heard me today in the name of Jesus. Your method of running things will change in the name of Jesus. Those of us who have skills, you will start repackaging your skills in the name of Jesus. Those of us who have businesses, you will start having clarity and understanding on how to serve God with your business and advance humanity in the name of Jesus. No career will go down here again. Those who are seeking for job, hear my voice. I declare that the Lord God Almighty will open your eyes and your understanding, and I declare you will never be stranded in the name of Jesus. You are going for a job interview. What do you know? Job interview that you are going for. You don't know the shirts to wear. You don't know the tie to put on. You are wearing a red suit, red tie for job interview. Shine suit. When they see you, they'll just say, hey, this is ice cream seller. We are not looking for ice cream seller. We are looking for somebody. Whereas that suit is first class in another place. You must understand the protocol of every environment. What is accepted and what is not accepted. Do you know how to prepare for interviews? Have you learned? Do you have a CV? Sometimes you see somebody send your CV. What the person sent is not CV. It's VC. Now, have you been blessed this morning?
Thank you for listening. We are sure you've been blessed tremendously. For more of these life-transforming messages, Stay connected with us across our social media platforms at PTC Center and visit our website at www.ptccenter.org. God bless you.